You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
It is 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning to you, Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning.
Yes, indeed. Let's start with Syria. One of the problems around the battle for Ghouta is how all of this has been reported in terms of just, I mean, it's not a clear case of good and bad guys, is it?
No, exactly. It's extremely tangled and therefore it's an extra problem. Plus, you've got some real heavyweight players who, if not directly on the ground, are getting involved, are nonetheless backing certain factions and providing weapons or money or support or political support. And so the fact that essentially the United States and Russia and Iran are all involved in this conflict makes it extra complicated. And indeed, now we've got the White House condemning Russia and Iran for their part in this, saying that they are killing innocent civilians under the false auspices of counter-terrorism operations. But it's the humanitarian situation in particular. With these things, yes, the fighting is complicated. The political solution, if there ever is to be one, would be very complicated. But whilst we talk about that, 600 people have been killed in the last 2 weeks, many of them children, and as basically aid workers and medics on the ground are putting it, it is now beyond critical, this situation, this enclave just outside of Damascus. And, I mean, once upon a time, a very civilized part of the world, but absolutely being torn in two at the moment.
Yes, I think one of the problems is that, of course, there's not enough acknowledgement about the West's support in that conflict of extremist groups that are linked to people as mad as ISIL and, of course, Al-Qaeda. Now, you also want to talk about one, I mean, you have to say, he's one of the most inspirational figures in the history of sport. Sir Roger Bannister has died at the age of 88.
Yeah, he was an extraordinary character, really, because he was always terribly self-effacing. He was modest to a fault. And Sir Roger Bannister famously, of course, broke that mile record. It was the big thing. I mean, heaven forfend that the media could ever hype anything up, but they certainly did. As the 1950s wore on, it all became about who was going to be the first to run a mile in less than 4 minutes, and of course it ended up being Sir Roger Bannister on one windy day in Oxford, but the wind dropped just enough to do it, 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds. I have to say, it's a record that only lasted a month. He also only ever won one gold medal at the Commonwealth Games and completely missed out at the Olympics and retired from athletics at the end of 1954, Sir Roger. But it's the fact that he's the first. So he's right up there, therefore, with the all-time greats, you know, the Jesse Owens and Zatopek of this world, Emil Zatopek. And you think, well, in athletic terms, he didn't have a long career, but it's the fact he was the first person to do it. And also, talk about self-effacing. This is a guy who then dedicated himself to medical studies, became a neurologist, and who himself ended up suffering Parkinson's disease. And as Sir Roger put it, it's in the nature of things. There's a gentle irony to it. That's the kind of guy he was.
Yeah, I want to cue the music from Chariots of Fire. A backpack murder, in Thailand, 18 years ago?
A very emotive plea this year for the authorities in Thailand. It is that thing, isn't it, where we don't want our governments to get involved in other police investigations, which is exactly what Theresa May has said. She said that the British Prime Minister won't interfere, but a Welsh MP, Chris Davis, has joined forces with British police and the family of this backpacker, saying, please, can we have their belongings? A, for sentimental reasons, but also practical reasons. Kirsty Jones's killer has never been caught. She was raped and murdered 18 years ago, and Thailand closes unsolved crimes after 20 years. And so what they're hoping is that maybe there'll be DNA traces, maybe other traces in Kirsty's things that could establish new leads. That deadline is looming, and after that, would they ever get any justice? That's their concern.
All right, that's The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist on the line there from London. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Lenny Simon, who tweeted, how do astronauts navigate their way in space? Do they use GPS coordinates like we do here on Earth? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get the answer, we spoke to Mark Koninos, co-founder of Markham Aeronautics and Space.
So the way we navigate in space is actually relatively simple, and we do use GPS coordinates, but We utilize those GPS coordinates in a specific way in terms, we then convert it to an orbit. And an orbit is defined by seven parameters, such as the eccentricity of the orbit, how oblate it is, the right ascension of the ascending node, where it crosses the equator, the inclination of the orbit relative to the equator. So we do use the GPS coordinates, but once the GPS coordinates are obtained, they are then converted into a precise orbit, which is defined by seven variables.
So that is the answer there from Mark Comnenos, the co-founder of Markham Aeronautics and Space. So congratulations, Lenny Simon, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Jones, welcome back. Thought I'd pop in to hear how the trip went.
Oh, it was fantastic, Mr. Abrams. I've never experienced anything like it. The seats reclining to fully flat beds and the mattress and duvet set they give you are out of this world.
Excellent, Jones, but I meant, how did the fee negotiations go?
Experience the unparalleled comfort of a fully flat bed seat when you fly Emirates Business Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.